Blog Talk Radio.
Victoria, she made me do nothing more.
Too experienced for the job. You haven't
too many degrees for the job. What in the world, anyway? I never understood that rationale. But okay, but when I'm sucky, if you want the job, amen. So and you qualify for the job, it may feel like you overqualified. Don't denounce yourself. Don't make yourself feel like you're less than what God has put in you because they said you have too much and you have less. And those who may go on the job or in this workplace or in this world and they feel as though they don't have enough credentials, they don't have enough degrees, or they don't have enough education. You have enough because that's what God says, that you are enough and you have enough. Amen. Last week we talked about Jabez and how he told God to enlarge his territory and how his name meant sorrow. And imagine walking around as a kid and people knowing what your name meant. Let me tell you, you are not, don't allow people to define you. Let people to define who your name is. Even if you named after somebody that's so evil, or even if your name means something that's not good, don't you know you are not who they say you are? You are not your name. You are who God created you to be. Hallelujah. What does God call you? He calls you a king's kid. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to look at things like that and don't feel like, okay, this rough environment that I was born into, I would never amount to anything. Or maybe my parents or my loved ones, they never came out of that place where they was at to want more. Okay, so they're making you feel like because you want more, something is wrong with you. No, nothing is wrong with you because you want more of life. There's nothing wrong with wanting more. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be great. You know, you feel greatness on the inside of you, because I know you feel greatness on the inside of you, but maybe you don't move forward because of your friends. Oh, if I move forward, then I need to have to stop hanging out with these friends. Okay, so what do you want your friends, or do you want your life? Because I guarantee you, if you don't make a move, somebody in your circle, they want to surpass you, and you want people to surpass you. You want people, because you're not supposed to esteem yourself higher than others. You want people to move forward, but I'm using an example as to say, when we sit and wait, and those same folk that say that you can't do and pull you down, or the same folk that see what's in you just want to get ahead of you. But it's not about getting ahead of somebody. It's not about being first, the first one to do it. It's about sometimes when we sit back and we laugh, and they may look at us and they clown us because they feel like we're too educated, undereducated. Those same people soar right past you and don't care anything about you moving with them, only because they wanted to get to that place where you was heading for and heading to. But I'm not taking it as you don't want people to be greater than you. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, have you ever been in a situation where people talk about you, laugh about you, say, okay, let's take it back some. How in grade school, we was in elementary and we was in middle school, and we would say, oh, my God, I know, you can tell my age when I say this, because they don't even use corny in this text anymore, in this content anymore. They use corny as something else. But to those guys and girls, they look corny because, you know, they were book smart. And we laugh and clown them. But then we look back some years later, they are CEOs and executives. And then where are we? You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is that don't clown people or make them feel like they can't get to the next level. Or why would I get to the next level? No, you get to the next level for you. You're not doing it for nobody else. You're not doing it to be first. No, what you're trying to be is who God created you to be. Some people are first graduates from their families. They're the first ones to get their degree, but it's not to clown everybody who didn't. That's what God put in you to move forward, to go ahead and do that. That's why how many of us just want our kids and our family members and our children, our nieces and nephews to be great. We want adults to be great. Hallelujah. We want adults to be great. Oh, Jesus, let me tell you, I come from a family where we want everybody to win. We believe in everybody. We support everybody. All these dreams and these goals and aspirations, our children are coming up being entrepreneurs at 10, 11 years old. We cheer our family on and not be jealous of each other. Why? Because a family that prays together stays together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So don't be angry or jealous or covet over other people's stuff. Don't covet over what they have. You are enough. You are enough to get that job done. So even if you're around family members and friends who are trying to hold you back, you move past that and you move forward in Jesus' name. It's not to gloat, but it's about to move forward. It's not to say, hey, this is where I got my life, and look at you now. No, no, no. Ain't about the boasting. It's not about boasting. It's about doing what you're passionate in life to do, growing to the next level. Hallelujah. Because I guarantee you, the same person that's trying to pull you down in your circle is the same person trying to get where you're going. Get where you're going, but don't know because they're looking at it as a race. It's not a race. It's not a race. It's just about being good and doing good and want people around you in your circle to do good. It's about wanting them to do good as well. Amen? So I tried to break that down as best I know how. Amen? So you all can just grasp that and give an example of just moving forward. And it's okay if they mock you and say you think that you're better than us. You know, you don't think you're better than them. You're just trying to do things that's better. Hallelujah. How about that? You're not trying to act like you're better than them. You're just trying to do things that's better. And sometimes in doing things that's better, we feel like, oh, we're better than them. No, you're not better than nobody. Amen? You're not supposed to esteem yourself higher than others. Amen? Amen. So we want to come from Judges chapter 4, verse 14 on today, talking about Deborah and Barak. I know I didn't went all the way out, but it's still talking about being enough. Be enough. Hey, how about my book is going to come out, you guys? And then next week I'll tell you to save the date, but you may see the post on my Hope Victorious number 2. It's Hope Victorious number 2 on IG and on Facebook. It's Hope Victorious. You'll be able to see my post because my book is going to be live on Amazon and we're my virtual launch party, y'all. Y'all got to come to my virtual launch book, my virtual book launch. It's going to be virtual so everybody and all the different states who jump on my live and different countries, you'll be able to join in with us. Hallelujah. So I'm super excited talking about a diamond in the garden. Amen. I love that book because it talks about just what we're talking about today. Have you ever been in a place where you found not liking who you was, not loving who you were? And I had to wake up from that moment. My nephew, Anthony of Sticky, says to me, oh, my God, Auntie, I didn't know that you felt like that about yourself. Yeah, because we put on our fine suits, we put on our makeup and our heels, and we mask our stuff all the time. Even men mask themselves, you know. Women and men, we mask ourselves where people don't see that part on the inside of us. Coming from a toxic relationship, it doesn't have to be from a toxic relationship, but it can be just childhood experiences, childhood trauma. It could come from your community. It could come from your workplace, being denied so many times of doors being closed when you know that you should have been promoted, and then if you start working on your self-esteem, whoo, am I good enough for the job? What was it about me and them that they got hired over me when I was here for 15 years and I know I could do that job with my eyes closed, but they hired somebody else for it? That starts messing with your self-esteem. Am I enough? You are enough. Because every closed door, God can open. He can open doors. So every closed door, he can open up closed doors. And maybe that's not the door that God wants you to walk through. So wipe the tears from your eyes. I know it hurt. Wipe the tears from your eyes and move forward. Wipe the tears from your eyes where doors were shut on you because you know that God has a greater door. You know he has a greater door. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I'm preaching to myself on today, y'all, because when doors close, that means God has a greater door for you. So don't look at, oh, my God, I was so qualified. Lord, I thought that was mine. God will give you this yours. And when God gives it to you, can't nobody shut that door. Can't nobody take that from you. No glory be to God. Can't nobody take that from you. Amen? So let's go into our scripture text. Let me tell you, that's why I said this is coffee with me, y'all. When we just chatting it up and just talking about the Lord, excuse my voice of this morning, these allergies, doing a good thing on me, y'all. Oh, this coffee is so good. You got to go to my Hope Victorious page. Get some of this great coffee. Amen. So Judges chapter 4, verse 14 says, then Deborah said to Barak, go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. She said, go, this is the day. This is the story of Deborah, who was a judge, the first female judge. Hallelujah. And Barak loved Deborah so much where we can talk to Deborah, which I love the story so much. You can read Judges chapter 4. He can talk to Deborah, and God wanted him to go up to conquer Sisera and his whole army. But Barak was looking like, how can I go up? What you mean, God, for me to go? Why you want me to go to conquer? Because, see, he was looking at what he had to fight with. He was looking at, I make things with my hands, weapons with my hands. You got Sisera and Jabin's army. You have all of them, and they have swords, and they have irons, and their wheels have swords hanging off of their wheels. He said, and I'm looking at, we on our feet fighting this thing. And that's how we look at things in life, and we feel like we're not enough. We look at, Lord, what do I have to give? But look what they have to give. Stop looking at what other people got, because when you have the mighty hand of God behind you, can't nobody conquer you? If God is for me, who could be against me? If God is for me, who could be against me? Huh? Whoa, when you have God on your side, when you have God with you in the midst, when you have God holding your hand, who could be before you? If God is for you, who could be against you? You may have so many things coming at you, paperwork coming at you, denial letters coming before you. Don't you know that God's court appeals? Don't you know, oh, Jesus? Don't you know God can turn everything around? Don't you know he can put a stop to that? Don't you know it? Oh, Jesus, when God is for you, who can be against you? You are enough to walk in that room. You are enough to walk into that bank. You are enough to go sit up in that classroom. You are enough to go into that meeting. To go look at houses they said you could never buy. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, God, because you had no money in your pocket. Don't you know God is real? Let me tell you this. When I bought my first house, and I walked in there, and I looked at those houses, and they said I had to have a down payment. And I'm looking like, and I know my account don't say I have that. I know God said that this is mine, and I'm going to trust the Lord, because this door opened for me. So when I wrote my check out, even though I didn't have the money in the bank, I believe by faith, by the time they cast that check, I would have had money in the bank. Don't you know they held on to that my money, that check, for about 3 months. Woo! Glory be to God. But I held on to my faith because I believe God. See, when God opened up the door for you, you got to believe it. When I walked into that room and they said how much I had to have down, no, my mother whispered to me when we left out of there and said, do you have that amount in your account? I said, no, I don't. But I'm believing, Mom, by the time they cast that check, that money would be there. Mm-hmm. Yes. My older sister walked, her and her husband sought out the land to see where I should move to. So when I told them, they started seeking out the land, saying, where should I put my house at? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, see, that's God right there. That's God right there. Uh-huh. And then my younger sister picked out a house, and I said, I don't think that I'm eligible for that. But, oh, yes, I was. Because, see, somebody else will look at you and know what God could do. See, that's good to be around some folk who believe the same belief that you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so their faith is strong as well as your faith being strong. Because when I weakened a little bit, it was my family members who said, hey, you got this. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You got this. So I was able to get the house I thought that I wasn't qualified for. And on top of that, I was able to get it with money I didn't have in the bank. But by the time I left there, woo, glory be to God, that money was in my account. See, before they cashed my check, that money was in my account. God had them hold it up for 3 months before they cast that check. Glory be to God. So I'm telling you, you are enough. It's your faith that works those things out. It's your faith believing on those things. For faith is something that things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So Deborah knew that if God told you to rock, you could take them down. Because it was her faith. Woo, Jesus. But look, there go again. There we go again. He was around some folk whose belief system was strong. Even though he had faith, but her faith was strong, and she knew that God said that he could conquer the thing. And he wanted Deborah to go with him. But this is what I like about the leadership that she was under. He said, no, she said, no, no. She said, if I go with you, it's going to look like I'm the one who defeated that battle. I'm the one that was able to go in and conquer them. It won't look like it was you. But look, but see, that's a leader. Because you could be around some folks. Everything's I, me, me, me. I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. But see, a leader will speak life into somebody. Y'all need to listen to this. Because see, a leader will speak life into you and will tell you what you can do. And they're not trying to take the credit for anything. They ain't trying to take the credit. They want you to take the credit for it because God gave it to you. See, that wasn't Deborah's lane to go fight that battle. Yeah, she could afford it. Mm-hmm. But she said, God didn't give that to me. He gave it to you. And then you don't want to look like it was given to me. And if you wouldn't do it, you punked out of it. And then, listen, that's just my own language, y'all. And then I did it. And on top of that, a woman, you know back in that era how they looked at women. Some countries still look at women like that. But she is like, nah, I want you to go and fight her because God gave that to you. Jesus, hallelujah. See, that's why I like love's strong leadership, where they can actually say, I'm not trying to do the cooties to take the credit for it because this is your job. This is what I want you to do. That's the sign of a good leader, y'all. Amen? So she said, sister, into your hands. And then she says, this is still verse 14. She has not the Lord gone ahead of you? Because I guess she could feel it. She said, has not the Lord gone ahead of you? And verse 14, I'm coming to the NIV version, has not the Lord gone ahead of you? Because sometimes we be feeling like, oh, my God, if God sent you, he didn't already went ahead. God, when God sent me for that house, for that door opened for me, God already went before me. It was already done. God already went before you, sister. He already went before you, brother. He had already did that. He already went before you. So it was already done. Before he even got there, it was finished. Woo, Jesus. Before he even got there with the house, it was already done and finished, signed and sealed. I just was going through the whole manifestation of it. But strangely, that thing was a done deal because God had already fixed it. So he already knew when I walked through that door. But I had enough courage to walk through that door, knowing I didn't have a down payment. But I believed God. Woo, Jesus, believed God. And God opened up the door. And it's funny how when you face the different things in a period of your life, back to that faith again. Here I go with the faith again. But trust and believe in God, even when I look crazy to other folks. Even when my journey that I took here to California looked crazy to some folks. Still look crazy to some people. Because of my choices that I made. But my choices were because of God, not because of you. And that's another thing. Stop missing the folk. They get you all off focus and all off course. But then you start, in your own mind, start questioning, is this right? Yeah, it's right. You know how many times God just confirmed over and over, yeah, it's right. And God don't have to do it, but that's the kind of God that we serve. You are enough one today. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not enough. You are enough to be in the room. You are enough to be a caretaker. You are enough to be a builder, bodybuilder. You are enough to be a fitness coach. You are enough to build houses. You are enough for your mind to be changed for a different mindset and not to do those things that I used to do to get off drugs. Hallelujah. Yeah. You already got that. So just walk in it and do it. And those folks don't want to be bothered with you anymore good because they ain't your friends in your way. Here's 4 verse 14, y'all. So Barak went down to Mount Tabor with 10,000 men. Whew, look at God. 10,000 men following him. So I'm going to stop right there. That was all in Judges chapter 4, verse 14. And you have to read it for yourself. I'm sorry, you guys, something in my eyes. But God has already fixed it. He has already did it. So he conquered them. Without a problem. Barak conquered his Jabin's whole army. Sisera, Jabin's whole army. He conquered them. Why? Because God told him to go. But then God sent reinforcement, which was devil, to let him know, go, get up, it's time to go. Hasn't God already went before you? And I guess you want him to look back on the things how God has answered prayers for you before. Sometimes you got to go back and look at those things, how God opened the doors for you, how God made sure that everything was lined up and okay. Go back to those testimonies, how God knocked down doors when you felt like, oh, my God, Lord, you actually knocked this down for me. Yes, because he loves you. Don't be stagnated on today. Know you are enough. Know if God is for you, who could be against you? Be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in doing well. Don't be weary in doing well. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And some of us have been going through the nighttime for a long time, but I guarantee you, joy is going to come in the morning. Why? He is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. God is not going to lie to you. Everything that God says is true. Everything that he says is perfect. Go back when you feel like, Lord, I'm running low. Here, just your cup runneth over. Who is Jesus with mercy? Cup runneth over with mercy. Amen. My line is open. If somebody want to press one, I'll take your call. I know my broadcast is getting ready to be up in a couple of minutes. I am so blessed on today, you guys. I am just so honored for you all just being here and just being a part. I am just so, because God is so faithful, and I just love him. He is so faithful, y'all. He is so faithful. He is so faithful. He is. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're going to end our broadcast right there. I'll go back and I'll read your comments a little later. I know y'all done typed up some good stuff. Good morning, April. Good morning, Keisha. Good morning, Egypt Marie. Amen. I know that's right, Egypt Marie. Let me tell you, I am just, glory be to God. Just know you are enough. Just know that when you walk in the room, you got this. God is blessing you. You look and see yourself. And sometimes people may look at our lives and may feel like, oh, my God. Sometimes we look at our own lives and feel like where we should have been. Okay, well, you forget about back then. I tripped out that before about that before, too. Oh, my God, this is where I should have been, this part of my life. Okay, well, guess what? You're not there right now. And you didn't do it that way. So now God is giving you an opportunity to do it another way. He'll transition you where you can do it another way. So what I'm saying to you is that don't look back at your age. I looked at that before too. Oh, my God, my age. Stop looking at your age. Let me tell you, when I got over my age, I was able to accomplish so many things in life. Stop looking at your age. Stop looking at what you didn't accomplish. Look at what you can accomplish now. Get off of that age thing, because I was so on that age thing. Oh, my God, I beat myself up. But when I graduated and stop beating on my own stuff, when I graduated to stop talking and thinking about my own stuff in a negative way, I was able to get everything that God had for me and more that's coming to me. But I don't even know about great things coming to me. And that's how you have to see it. Stop focusing on your age. Because what you didn't do years ago, okay, now you can do it. Now, maybe it wasn't for them. My mama had to tell me that. Stop focusing on stuff that was so long ago and what you didn't do. Okay, it's for now, so get up. What you going to do about it now? Because at one time I was in bed just so emotionally. I thought I was sick. My mother said, you're not sick. She said, you got to get up from there, baby. And sometimes my mom could talk to you where you're like, bam, get up. Sometimes because she knows each of her children, she knows what to say and when to say it. This time she didn't come yelling, get up from there. This time she came in a subtle voice and said, you got to get up from there. And I said, Mom, I don't feel well. She said, no, you're emotionally sick. That's emotion. And I said, it is? Let me tell you. I got up from there. She said, you got to wipe the dust off that door that closed. You just got to go at it another way. Because it's for you to do. You just have to be emotionally upset about it. So you're not sick, but you're emotionally sick. I didn't even know there was a difference. I was emotionally sick, but you couldn't tell me I wasn't sick physically in the bed with the covers over myself, over my head. I thought I was sick. No, but emotionally. So I dried my tears off my eyes, and I got up, and I went in for that thing. And it was about hope victorious. Glory be to God. So if I would have sat there because all those doors was closed on me, I never would have been a hope for toys, even though God gave me that years ago in 2007. And doors kept closing. 2014, when I tried to bring it forth again, and another door closed. And my mom said, you got to do this thing a different way. And I went about a different way, and God worked everything out. So I didn't allow negative. I almost allowed somebody to choke what God has given to me. When I say choke, because I allow myself to give in to other people's perspective on how other people could close doors on me. But that wasn't a platform I was supposed to do it on. Amen. So what I'm saying to you, don't allow nobody to choke your dreams. Don't allow nobody to choke what God has given to you. Stop looking at your age. Don't look at that stuff. Because God already knew 2007 when he gave it to me what doors was going to open and what doors was going to close. But if I don't allow to stay in that bed where I was and don't do hope victorious, then I would have been being disobedient to God and I would have been listening to men. Stop listening to man when man say, no, it can't be done when God told you it could be done. And God told you it could be done. Like Nehemiah, when Nehemiah went to build the wall that was around the temple that was burned down. And see, when they rebuilt the temple, Zerubbabel built the temple. Years later, it was time for Nehemiah to rebuild the wall around the temple. And even though he was already on a 9-to-5 job, he came off that job to do the work of the Lord. But God put him in a place where he could have all the resources that he needed underneath the king, working close to the king as a cupbearer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do not despise small beginnings. And that was to get him where he needs to be. So he came off his 9-to-5 job to go do the work of the Lord. And he came back years later when their job was completed. But what he could have done was say, God, I'm not going to be obedient to you, God. I'm not going to do the work. I'm not going to go to my boss and say, I got to take a leave of absence. But guess what he did? And he was still able to come back to that same job. So let me tell you something. When God opened up the door, no man can close. When God shut a door, no man can open. It's already yours. It's already done. So whatever you wrestling with on today, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? Maybe I'm too young to do it. Maybe I'm too old to do it. Maybe I'm middle-aged to do it. If God calls you to do it, because God got the resources and he's in and behind you. I don't care what God wants you to do, because whatever God wants you to do is good. Hallelujah. And it's not in your own strength, it's in the strength of the Lord. So don't allow those doors, that door that was closed, you know God gave you that dream. You know he gave it to you. Stop looking at your age and do what God has called you to do. See, people put you in a box, which you should have had years ago. Well, I didn't have that then, and now I'm doing it now. So stop worrying about naysayers. Get people out of your ears. Get them out of your ears so you can move on and do what God has called you to do. Amen? So just hold on to those jewels and nuggets that I dropped on today. Hold on to the wisdom of God. And move out those things that God calls you to do. Stop looking at your age. You're too young. You're too old. You're too middle-aged. Stop looking at those things. Because God ain't looking. Look at the Bible. They was all age when they did the work of the Lord. Some of them was young. Some of them was middle-aged. And some of them was older. Mm-hmm. Noah. Look how old Noah was. Look how old Abraham was. They still moved out of God. Look how old Caleb was. Caleb said, I'm 80-something years old. And the same strength I had is 80-something, the same strength I had when I was in my 40s. Well, God sent me out to sort out the land. Glory be to God. Whew. I'll go back and I'll look at your comments. I just want you all to be encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Know that you are enough. Even when man don't think you are enough, you are enough. Amen. So my broadcast is over, and I'm getting ready to close out in prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. God, I come before you so humble, Father. I pray, God, you will move as never before in our lives, God. Touch everyone who's out there. Touch those, Father God, who are on YouTube listening, who are in Facebook Live listening, who dialed into Blog Talk Radio. Touch those, Father God, who will watch the replay on today, Father God. I love you, dear Lord, and I embrace your love, Father God. Even when people may have pushed me away, you embrace me. You loved on me, Father God, more than I loved on myself. Touch everyone that's on this broadcast, dear God. Let them know that they are they are enough. Stop looking at the age, what they have lost, what they didn't do. Look what God has before you, because when you get off focus, you can't see what God has before you looking back at your past. Look forward. Move forward. Be excited about your new journey. You're not too young for it. You're not too middle age. You're not too old for it. God got you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Just like you went in, Father God, with Barack, and you gave Deborah the wisdom to tell Barack how to fight it, which way to move, which way to go, God. And you conquered that army. Even when Barack thought he could not go, but God, he still was obedient. He still went up, and he still fought that war. And God, he won. He was victorious because you was with him. You already went ahead of him. He just had to go. Oh, Jesus. You already went ahead of him. He just had to go. Somebody's fighting with themselves one today, Father God, all up in their head about what they should have done years ago. Those doors are gone. That's your past. Move forward and move forward into the Lord and get those naysayers out of your mind. I don't care if it's your family members, if it's your friends, if it's your coworkers. In his ministry, whatever it is, and God has called you to your job, do it. Hallelujah. Be obedient to the Lord and do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, touch everyone on this call, Father God. Touch our children. We love you, Father. Give us the strength and the courage, God. Give us the courage to walk in your will. Give us the courage to be obedient to your call. Touch the Wilson family, God. Touch all of our families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you. We thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. But, Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across our sins, and he may have everlasting life. We send our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you and that he cares for you. Amen. Good morning, Sister Terry. Amen. Amen and amen. So I'll see you all again on next week. And I'll go back and I will comment on your comments. Hi, Pastor John. How are you? Amen, amen. Hi, Angela Burnett. How are you? Hi, Loli. Amen and amen. So God bless you all. Go in peace and know that God is on your side. And I see you all again for next Tuesday. So stay tuned for A Diamond in the Garden. Bye.
Let me see you guys. I know my tech team is not helping me this morning, so let me try to log off here.
So I'm going to turn this camera around. It's going to look really crazy, but I got to log off here. So...